This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. California banking regulators on Friday moved quickly to close startup-focused lender SVB Financial Group, the largest bank failure since the financial crisis. It was a sudden collapse that prompted the global banking sector to shed billions in market value. Reuters' Freddie Joyner reports.
Silicon Valley Bank, lender to some of the biggest names in the tech industry, collapsed on Friday, the largest bank failure since the 2008 financial crisis, forcing regulators to move quickly to avert a meltdown. As the bank's collapse reverberated across global markets. Alexander Yoakum, an equity research analyst at CFRA Research, explains California banking regulators shut down the bank and put it under the control of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The FDIC said the main office and all branches of Silicon Valley Bank will reopen on March 13th, and that all insured depositors will have full access to their insured deposits no later than Monday morning.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. Iran and Saudi Arabia have agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations and reopen embassies after years of tensions. The two countries released a joint communique about the deal on Friday with China, which apparently brokered the agreement. Tensions have been high between Iran and Saudi Arabia. The kingdom broke off ties with Iran in 2016 after protesters invaded Saudi diplomatic posts there. Saudi Arabia had executed a prominent Shiite cleric days earlier, triggering the protests. In a dramatic turn of events, Georgian lawmakers have voted to drop a controversial foreign agents bill just days after its first reading sparked massive protests over fears of the legislation. The legislation mirrored a similar law in Russia and would have severely restricted dissent and the activity of civil society groups. This is VOA News. The U.S. economy added a robust 311,000 jobs last month. It was a clear sign the jobs market remains healthy, adding pressure on the Federal Reserve to keep aggressively boosting interest rates. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
After December's bombshell report of 500,000 jobs added, the market kept churning. The unemployment rate rose to 3.6% from a five-decade low 3.4% as more Americans started looking for work without all finding it. The jobs gain is about three times higher than the Fed would like to see as it fights stubbornly high inflation. It's the first of several reports in coming days, Chair Jerome Powell told Congress this week the central bank will analyze before deciding on the next interest rate boost. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Sexual assault reports are on the increase at U.S. military academies. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The Associated Press has learned that reported sexual assaults at U.S. military academies increased substantially during the 2021-22 school year. One in five female students told an anonymous survey that they had experienced unwanted sexual contact. U.S. officials said student-reported assaults at the Army, Navy, and Air Force academies jumped 18% overall compared with the previous year. The increase was driven largely by the Navy, which had nearly doubled the number of reported assaults in 2022 compared to 2021. A student survey accompanying the report found increases in all types of unwanted sexual contact, from touching to rape, at all of the schools. The military services and the academies have struggled for years to combat sexual assault and harassment with little success. Norman Hall, Washington.
Some 5,000 female prisoners in Colombia who are either impoverished or the heads of single-parent households will be freed in exchange for community service. This, according to the Colombian government on Friday, the move under a new law passed by leftist President Gustavo Petro on International Women's Day would benefit inmates convicted of minor crimes with prison sentences of no more than 8 years. Justice Minister Nestor Osuna told Blue Radio that instead of prison time, the women will serve the rest of their sentences by doing public service. The U.S. State Department said on Friday that Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Ethiopia next week as concerns linger over the implementation of a peace agreement in the conflict in the Tigray region. The conflict has left tens of thousands of people dead and millions uprooted. Blinken will also visit Niger, a key U.S. security partner, during the trip. A State Department spokesperson said it will be the first ever visit to Niger by a U.S. Secretary of State. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.